my wounds after Alan told me I can't.
She was adding on now.
Very, very ugly view, Alan.
That's the name of the website. I say yes. _staff, and it's.
Let's do it.
A combination of my old addresses.
Oh, we don't have Denise in here.
She's 5'6".
Can't we, we could.
Start this way.
Here she comes. Okay, good. Are we on, Alan?
Yes.
Okay, we're gonna call this meeting to order. It is November 29, 2017 at 3:36 PM. Gonna take roll call. Susan Mitchell, president.
Jen Scott, vice president.
Martin Cosgrove.
Alan Stafford.
Lance Manlove.
Janet Owens. Andrea Rogers.
Jamie Riddle.
Chris Moody.
Debbie Fees.
Denise Westbrook.
Patricia Oliphant.
Joe Shell.
Joe Shell by phone. First order of business is approval of the board minutes from last month. We did make a change to the version of the minutes that was emailed to everyone. Under bonus funds, we just reworded that because I withdrew my motion. And then Marty made a motion to table the issue until January. Jen seconded and then we wrote it. So does anybody else have any changes or amendments to the minutes? Did you want to add something, Trish?
So this version that we have right here is the corrected version?
The version that was handed out today when you walked in is the corrected version, yes.
Okay, then I make a motion that we approve the minutes from the October 18, 2017 executive board meeting.
I second. All in favor, or any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Director's report.
Yes, could we add two items to the director's report?
Yes.
Could we please add item D, emergency drills, and E, unveiling of mural. D would be emergency drills, E, unveiling of mural.
Noted. Okay.
Under director's report, we'd like to have our student government president, Jamie Riddle, our new student government president, Jamie Riddle, who is a senior here, do the reporting periodically at the board meetings. Jamie, introduce yourself, please.
All right, so I am Sussex Academy senior Jamie Riddle. This year, in September, the Student Government Association hosted elections, and there were certain qualifications for each role. The senior had to be a president. The president had to be a senior, rather. And so I was elected the president. Jack Faust was elected vice president. Sydney Adamchick was elected treasurer. And Milan Patel was elected the secretary. And so just a few things that we've done so far is we had our homecoming and spirit week in October, our elections in September. And since then, we've been working on a food drive, which is in motion as of Monday, this past Monday, the 27th. And then we are in the works. We have a potential Sadie Hawkins dance, which we're working and going to pitch to the administration for approval, hopefully sometime mid to end January. And then another thing that Dr. Oliphant had asked me to present on was just other things going on in the student body. So another club that is just going into motion now is the Leo Club, whose dues were to be submitted today. They also sponsored a food drive, which was prior to Thanksgiving break. Which was very successful to my knowledge. In addition to that, they are sponsoring a dress down day, jeans and a red shirt on Friday, which tickets are sold at lunches for $1, and you can dress in jeans and a shirt or some form of that mixed with school uniform. On top of that,
the date.
I'm sorry?
No.
That's right.
I got a look from Mr. Stafford, and I was clarifying for him.
Gotcha. On top of that, the National Honor Society is dues are due tomorrow, and that will be commencing next week. On top of that, the drama program just had our fall production of Lend Me a Tenor, the 9th, 10th, and 11th of November, which is very successful. It's actually the highest grossing show that we've had at Sussex Academy, play-wise, not musical. And then the one junior at Sussex Academy, Kira Cutsale, is actually sponsoring for her cast project for the International Baccalaureate Program, is sponsoring a cabaret, which is to be put on next Friday, the December 8th at 7 o'clock, tickets for $5. In addition to that, the middle school drama, Mr. Burrell, music teacher and et cetera, is hosting auditions actually as we speak for the middle school musical of Shrek, which will be going on this winter or spring. And that, I believe, covers everything for as far as clubs. The middle school is just had an expedition prior to break on Common Ground, which you guys will later see the mural, which is to be unveiled. The high school, however, did not participate necessarily in the expedition as a whole. Rather, we have something, Kindness. I guess it was originally sponsored by World Kindness Day, but we're dragging it out for a 14-week process, which is currently in week 3. Lastly, sports. Fall sports closed prior to break, and winter sports have started this week. And our first home any match this year, we have a basketball game for the girls and a swim meet on December 5th, and then a men's basketball game on December 15th. And that calls everything. If there's no other questions, then I'm done.
The play was fabulous.
Thank you.
Anything else for Jamie? Jamie, thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks
Jamie.
Very much. I appreciate it.
I told you it would be painless.
This time.
We aren't too scary. Charter renewal.
Well, this is, we didn't send out this announcement. It's going to, just really didn't get around to it. We went to our second round, what was called the final accountability committee for the Charter School Accountability Committee. And Alan and Susie and Jan and I went, and it was very wonderful. The meeting was fairly short, but I think that they covered all that they needed to cover. And there was a motion and a recommendation to move forward to the Secretary of Education that Sussex Academy, the recommendation that we should be approved for a 10-year renewal. And we would be the first school in the state of Delaware to have such a renewal. So
it was really something.
It took
to
me
be
all
there.
My strength not to go.
It was really
right,
it was really something to be there and hear them say it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's great.
Incredible. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you.
That's
all.
That's amazing.
And so we have there is another hearing. And they've changed the board meeting from the 21st to the 14th. So the State Board of Education, it will go before them on the 14th of December. And their meeting is at 5 o'clock. I have no idea what time it will come up.
Just mechanics, right, though?
It's just basically mechanical.
I mean, is there any world scenario under which Susan would not accept their recommendation?
I don't think so, unless we'd have a crash and burn between now and then. I wouldn't, I mean, but in, certainly in deference to her position,
yeah.
You know, we have to, Dr. Bunning has to determine to make that recommendation, and it is her prerogative to either make it or change it or not make it, but I couldn't foresee that she wouldn't. I'm going to attend. I don't, you know, if board members want to attend or anybody wants to attend, I'm going to be there just I don't know, call it superstition. I don't know, but I'm gonna go ahead and go up.
Hello.
We will know on where it'll be on the agenda. after the agenda comes out. And the agenda will come out probably, if they have 10 days before the 14th, it'll be December 4th. But the charter school reporting is done very early in the meeting, as I recall. Because the charter school has a report every month, and I'm assuming that it will fall in that slot when the charter school meets.
Okay, why don't I have my wife call you back, what is your phone number?
Can we read it?
Take out your finger.
What's his name, name of the doctor?
No, it won't hang up. I don't think.
You can hit the volume down.
Should we hang up on him?
We just took it off speaker.
Yeah.
No. Oh, it did.
Yeah, it does.
I should hang up on him again.
He did.
Oh, Lance.
He told me to. I didn't say hang up on him, I said take him off speaker.
See how long it takes him to realize.
Alan. Nice.
So that's.
It was like.
Exciting.
So the next item, so are there any questions on the charter renewal? Next item is school tours and information night. I just wanted to report a little bit about what transpired.
Sorry, Joe.
Okay.
Just reporting a little bit, Joe, about what, about school tours and information night. School tours and information night, we handled a little differently this year. I think we got some fairly positive feedback on what we did. We've, again, every time we do something, we will be discussing on how to make it somewhat better. But on the tours, just on tour, remember the kids, we had tours during the day. And the daytime tours, we had 110 middle school sixth graders tour. We had 13 high school students tour during that daytime period. And then for the information night, we had 67 families from middle school. And we don't have, we didn't count the people, we're counting more families, so we had 67. And then we had 23 families for the high school. We know that 12 of the families were current Sussex Academy youngsters, and 11 of the families were new. I was a little bit surprised by the number of students we had from the northern part of the state, beyond the Sussex County boundary. I was a little surprised. We had 5-8 kids from north of Upper Kent County. So that was
okay. Like that are moving here?
I doubt it.
That are going to be driving.
I think they're going to be driving here. The parents I talked to several, because one was they told me where they lived, and I said, oh, I said that's interesting. And she says, oh, there are 4 more families here right now. So anyway, so I think at least 2 or 3 of them have applied, because I looked on the application list. Not, I don't remember their names, I just remember their locations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's the location that stuck out.
That was for high school?
Yes.
So word's getting out, huh?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Was high school. And one of them, yes, was high school. So then, when we look at our current applications, as of this morning, we had 106 applications for sixth grade.
Right now it's 108.
Okay.
So we got two more.
Well, the new report, current.
I wasn't sure if we got those numbers written down this morning. So we have currently, this started November 6th, so we're 23 days into the application window. We have 108 for sixth grade, 5 for 7, 4 for 8, 21 for grade 9, and 2 for grade 10. So we have a whole 140 applications so far.
And how many for 10 did you say?
Two. I'm going to ask, I don't know if you even have the answer to this. How does this compare to this time last year? No idea.
We don't know. Do you have, Andrea would maybe know more than that. Andrea, did you experience, I thought I said to either Alan or somebody, did you experience like a crush after Christmas?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Definitely.
Okay.
Wow. Because when do they do, January?
10th. Closes at 4 o'clock on January 10th.
So that's, you know, where we are right now on the applications. The next item is D, which is emergency drills. Alan, do you want to comment on that?
We're required to conduct emergency drills each year, fire drills, of course, each month. In addition, we're required to do two additional drills and a tabletop exercise. Well, we've already done several tabletop exercises, including one yesterday, in preparation for two drills that we're going to do in December, the week of December 11th, and we're not giving a date out. You'll get a letter about this to all the parents. We're going to be doing an intruder in the building drill, in which case the students have to be hidden in the classroom, mm-hmm. and we're actually bringing the police department in so that they can search the school to kind of get an idea of how long that would take because we're so big now. And then immediately afterward, we're doing an evacuation. So all the middle school kids will get on buses and go to their evacuation site, which is the Jefferson School. And the high school students will take a little walking field trip across the highway to the cheer center, which is their evacuation site.
Wow. So it will be happening the week
of December 11th.
December 11th.
So bring your coat.
And then tomorrow morning, we're doing another walkthrough with the Georgetown Police Department. They're going to come here and walk the whole staff through that day.
So what's going to go home to parents are the following. There's going to go home and email multiple times.
Notes to be signed.
Andrea, and there's one that told me about one multiple times. And then there's also a letter that would go home. We want that signed that the parent knows it's going to happen. Because here's what's going to happen. We're going to have phone calls, and we are not answering the phone, okay? We will not be answering the phone, so we want the parents to know this is going to happen. We're going to, when it's in progress, if we have early dismissals or what have you, we're going to try and take care of those, but once this thing is in operation, nobody's coming in the building.
Mm-hmm. If the police department think it's a good idea, we're going to have a sign at the front entrance saying emergency drills in progress, you know, do not enter, or because mm-hmm. they'll see police cars out and be
right.
concerned why.
And, yeah.
And then we're going to do the same thing when the ninth grade or the high school students are crossing the street, have banners held up so they're not wondering what the heck is happening as they're driving mm-hmm. by and calling
right.
their friends, something happened at the
right,
Sussex
exactly.
Academy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
But we want to run that idea past the police department before we do it.
We had some internal discussion about, and again, we had internal discussion on whether we should contact the media just as a precautionary thing, and then made the decision, unless the police tell us otherwise, mm-hmm. not to do that. The reason being, we don't want a media circus here.
Right.
That, you know, watching this and
drawing more
attention. And then it's a different, we want it to be
as authentic as possible.
I think generally you get emails when they do these sort of things at other schools or at the hospital when they do a drill like this. You just get sort of like an email a couple days ahead of time. Mm-hmm. It's just like, heads up, if you see this going on, don't panic. We're doing an emergency drill.
Yeah.
The hospital, notifies the community.
Yeah.
But that's a different scale.
Well,
we're notifying
the parents that way.
Yeah, I don't think we need to notify the community. I'm talking about.
And then we're doing a robocall
mm-hmm.
and an email.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fine. We're going to ask them. See, we don't know if the Georgetown PD have a method that they want to use to notify the community. So that's going to be a conversation. We don't have any idea. So that'll be a conversation with Joey Melvin. If they have any method they use, which I don't know if they do or not.
He was with the Department of Homeland Security when we wrote all of our comprehensive plans for emergency drills, earthquakes, had to drill for everything. And he was with them, so he's there, he knows what he's doing. And he'll be here tomorrow morning, 7:15, to take us through the process.
And any questions on that? And the final item we have on unveiling the mural, at 5:30 tonight, the mural, the middle school mural that was worked on, and a few of you in here worked on it as well, will be unveiled. The theme was common ground, okay, as is the theme of the expedition. And at 5:30, we're all going to go down, I hope, and see the unveiling of this. Every middle school child has a hand in that mural. Mostly every teacher in the building had a hand in it, and a few parents had a hand, a few board members had a hand in it. So if you participated, we're delighted. We want to show you. There's going to be a little ceremony in that Denise Allen from Freeman Foundation will be here, and probably John Donato to unveil it. And I think there are two students who are going to speak.
Was the press coming?
No. Not for any reason other than
yeah, they should be.
Yeah. So I don't know if they are. So it was a great experience.
Okay. All right, so you have your, hopefully, a financial report. The top page, there's a summary page, it's the new one, there's still green. Mm-hmm. If you look at the bottom, we should be at 33.3%, we're at 32.9%. And last year at this time, we were at 33.1. So we're a little bit ahead of ourselves from last year. Page one, it's titled page one. I got to read for these. If you look at October's percentages, again, we're at 32.87. We should be at 30. We would expect to be at 33.33 because that was a three payday month. Mm-hmm. The corresponding three payday month last year was in September, so we were actually beyond what we had anticipated our expenditures would be last year when we were hit with the three payday month. So we're in pretty good shape. What is titled as page two, we've been getting some preliminary numbers in terms of the final state amount, and I say preliminary because the first new employees' health insurance, if they've selected to take health insurance, begins next week. And so once that happens, then they'll increase the amount the state is giving us for health insurance. Mm-hmm. But the preliminary number between federal, local, and state is about $150,000 more than was anticipated last May. And we're also currently $67,000 above preliminary budget for the miscellaneous receipts. So I don't think we're going to need that $144,000 from reserves unless we decide to do something that will need us to go there. Mm-hmm. And there's a special committee meeting of the Citizens Budget Oversight Committee in December to discuss some things, one of which was corrected in the minutes, the bonuses. We've got an executive session item, I believe, today about personnel that may have an impact.
What date is the CBOC meeting?
The 19th.
12/19.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I sent out the financial reports to them before the holiday with a reminder. I've got the agenda, I just haven't sent it out yet.
What time is that meeting?
3:30.
Do we need to, I keep forgetting that we're not in a calendar year. So you're not presenting a new budget or anything?
No.
It's really just to address these couple issues.
If I have more finalized numbers, I may present an updated budget, but I don't know if we'll have it by then.
Okay.
In the next few pages, I used reds and greens to mark things mm-hmm. that may be of question to you. Travel, we're at 92.2%, but that is because at the time that this preliminary budget was put together, we did not have the Calder grant to support the training. So this weekend Tim Halter and I are gonna be in Baltimore for MYP workshops. We've got some additional workshops in, that are, I consider local, they're either in Bethesda or Pittsburgh, that are a little bit more cost effective to get to because you don't have to fly to those places, that are coming up in February and March that we may be sending some people to. Page, what's in the title, page four, I put red for other professional services, but the bulk of that was the audit. And that was in July and August and September. So a large portion of that. Computer services, I think we'll be okay with the $25,000. We have someone who comes in twice a week, and when we have more and more staff, the needs are just greater and greater. So I put a yellow or an orange or peach for scholarships because I didn't put anything in the budget. So I will have to put something in there because we do have money from Dutton's for their scholarship. There's a community member who will be doing one for the CAS project again. Just hasn't given any money, but it will happen. I know it.
If we wanted, like, for website upgrades, where would that come out of computer service?
I met with Lori Schell, and I met with Fineline, and I have a proposal. But it is not included in the budget, so I want to talk with that about the, to the CBOC about that.
So was that just to change the financial piece on the website?
Mm-mm. The whole website.
To update, to make it
a redesign, website. New hosting, the whole line.
Because we moved to Lunchworks, which is the ordering program that we use for the cafeteria, we're no longer married to the host that we currently have.
Okay.
We were married to them because they built our lunch ordering program at a cost of like $15,000. And
so the consultant for personnel search is recommending changes to our website as well, and maybe we should incorporate their comments too.
Okay. Well, I haven't signed anything, I haven't agreed to anything because it's an expense that was not included in our preliminary budget, and the amount was under $5,000, so we don't necessarily have to go out for additional bids.
And I have no idea what kind of changes they would like. They recommend. We'll see. I'll take more later.
Okay.
Well, and it's been something that we've known we've wanted to do. It's just kind of getting to the point where we felt it was an appropriate time, and I think we think next year would be a great time.
Building the ground I have as a red. This is an expensive building, and just maintaining the HVAC system alone is costing a fortune. However, a lot of them are for Johnson Controls, so once we sort of get the middle school HVAC system working the way it's supposed to work, I will be sending those bills from Johnson Controls to RYJ for reimbursement.
Yeah, I mean, it's never worked right from the start.
It's never.
Do we have a contract, a maintenance contract?
No.
With no one?
Mm-mm.
Should we consider that?
We may want to.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me like that, in the long run, saves money, you know?
I don't know.
Yes, it does.
Others that I have marked here as red are really not on that page, are really not a huge concern. On page five, the network hardware and cameras was way more than anticipated. That was extending the network. The PTO gave us half of that money, and once it's all finalized in E-rate, we'll get the other half from E-rate. So the expense really wasn't ours because it's coming to as miscellaneous deposits. However, it was a lot more than anticipated. But it seems to have solved a lot of issues that we were having. Furnishings is right about where it is done, where it was budgeted to be, and we're done. I'm pretty sure we're done, except now Trish wants four more chairs. So.
There's four chairs right over there.
They're ordered.
Yeah.
Your desk drawers are ordered.
Four chairs and what?
Question for you.
Yes, sir.
Are you putting aside any money for benches, or are those be done, or will it be done by various clubs?
Benches for outside?
Yeah, for outside in front, and where we think we need them all around the campus. I think one of the things that always distresses me is when I show up there at 3:00 in the afternoon, that it's sitting on the sidewalk, sitting in that little entry area, leaning up against the pole. It just seems like we could dress it up a little bit with a few benches.
Okay, I'll actually talk with Jamie Riddle about that, because that may be the senior gift.
Well, actually, Joe, we in negotiation, part of the negotiation with the rubber surfacing out there by the nest, we were able to get 4 benches for free from the same company. So they should be delivering them to here, and maybe we get some.
Do we get to see them first?
Do we get what?
Do we get to see them first?
They're free, yeah, so.
I think that's a no.
You have dealt with me before.
I think you'll be happy with them. They were like
free. A
couple thousand bucks.
Is that a problem?
Free. So.
Are they gray or blue or purple?
What color are they?
That's great.
Orange. It is nice.
Okay. Free.
No, they're not orange.
Neon green.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
All right. So we got 4 coming, and I'll talk to the student government about being the senior gift for a couple more.
That'd be great.
On the page it's labeled 7, all the districts have paid their preliminary payment. Last time they had, not, there were a couple of holdouts. And next payments will be coming in December, and so that additional $100 million will come in sometime in December, I hope. The next page is the summary of the web page. And then there's an aquatics page and an athletics page. The web page.
What's on the web?
The web.
The one we have to record it to post on the website. Aquatics, the year-to-date loss is now $54,000. Revenues of just about $46,000 year-to-date. And then I put down there a report from the Aquatic Center. I don't know if you want to do that now, or will we go over committee reports?
I just have a quick question. You say we've lost 46. Does that factor in, we talked about attributing some of the cost of the school to the school use? We're not going to generate revenue for the amount we use them for
right.
ourselves. Does that 46 factor that in?
No.
No.
Okay. Any other questions on the financial report?
So the pool expenses, where does that fit in on these pages 1 through 5?
Well, this is just pulled out. So within the personnel expenses on pages 3, 4, and 5 is the $112,000 that we've spent so far this year on personnel for the pool.
And personnel is our biggest expense for the pool.
So they're all embedded.
Mm-hmm.
All these are embedded in prior, in mm-hmm. former
yeah.
categories.
Yeah. I'm sorry, it's not 112 so far, it's 53 so far that we spent on personnel.
And you all understand why they're embedded in the reports? Because they have a certain code. All of those categories have a certain code, and they get embedded via the system, by the code number, not by the amounts of money or the words, but.
And that's what the state requires, right?
Mm-hmm.
That
yeah,
we
all personnel expenses
like
roll into the
yeah.
same code,
right,
regardless
right.
of what the department is.
It's a big bucket.
Yeah,
there
right.
books, there are sub-buckets, and then there's a big bucket.
But just like you're looking at your checkbook, and you decided to pull out certain categories or certain things.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So, also provided based on the pool, if we want to talk about that now, was an income breakdown. Just to give you an idea, in that month of October, drop-ins brought in $523, so that little section of the pie, the blue, is $523. The monthly memberships brought in $1,819. the annual memberships brought in $2,765. Rentals brought in $4,750. Date night brought in $210. We had a grant last summer from Michael Phelps, and we got the money in October, $629. Swim lessons brought in $2,021.
I'm sorry, what was swim lessons again?
$2,021.
For swim lessons, but then private lessons brought in an additional $535. And then aqua classes, $714.
What was the total?
Total should be nine something.
So given the fact that rentals is the bulk of our income, we ought to be doing everything we can to get more rentals, correct?
But I think rentals are seasonal. Like, is that the rental for Delmarva Christian using our pool during swim
season? I don't think they've paid yet, but it would be for
the otters.
Otters and maybe some Mako money.
Oh, Mako, right.
9,000.
So that's going to be seasonal.
Well, summer.
But summer, maybe, yeah.
There's not a lot of teams that swim indoors in the summertime. It'll pretty much go fall, winter, and spring. We'll have these rentals.
Fall, winter. What's going to be in the fall and the spring?
Well, fall is conditioning. The otters came back early fall for conditioning, and then they started their swim season.
Okay.
And then they'll do a similar thing in the spring. They'll have a conditioning.
Before summer. So next to rentals, your memberships are the money,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What's the charge for membership?
It's all over the place.
It's. Oh, I'm sorry. What was it?
Well, what do we charge for the membership?
It depends if it's a single person or a family.
Or family.
It's listed there, Chris. On the report.
It's about roughly $25K.
Aquatic report.
Per month, break even.
Yeah, it's $25K. Individual, family, winter,
well,
summer, couples.
To break even.
Oh, okay. That's helpful.
Yeah, because it's 4 months, so it's about
$25,000 a month. And we're bringing in roughly $10,000.
Yeah. 10 in July, 14 in August, 11 in September, and 9.
So continued outreach, I presume, yes.
Well, if you look at if you look at the other reports she did, our program has continued to evolve. She's trying more and more things, like the date night, mm-hmm. like fitness classes. Mm-hmm.
Not revenue generating. You know, we got 50 of our own swimmers.
Mm-hmm.
50
swimmers.
I mean, 60, actually.
And then we've got the 30 kids or 25 kids who do the conditioning class, and
right.
However many kids have signed up for lifeguarding in the spring, and we've got our
middle
school
starters.
Then
we're going to have all of our middle school kids are going to be in the pool. Yeah. And again, that's not going to generate revenue.
Right,
and that's why we talked about that some of the costs should be attributed to our own use.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Okay, let's move on.
All right, so we need to vote for the web report.
I make a motion that we approve the financial reports as presented for October, as of October 31st, 2017.
I'll second that.
Marty, second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried unanimously. Sussex Academy Foundation update. Do you have anything, Joe?
A little something. Last time I reported, we had about $1.5 million in the bank and two outstanding requests, one to Longwood and one to Crystal. Now we have $1.4 million in the bank, but a check from Crystal for and I'm from Crystal from Longwood for $1.25 million more is due any day, maybe in the account now, or I don't know, but they were gracious in giving us $1.25 million for repayment of debt that was incurred during the construction period or whatever we want to use it for. We are hopeful that Crystal Trust will likewise give us some portion of the $600,000 we've requested, but we don't know yet, and we won't know probably for another couple weeks. But it's nothing but good news. So today we have a little over 2.5, maybe $2.6 million in the bank, which sounds great. We have very few payables outstanding. There's a few more bills that will come in, probably a couple $100,000 of those. And we have an outstanding debt that we need to pay off towards the end of this year or some point next year. So while it sounds great, it's not as good as it could be.
How much is the outstanding debt?
$3.6
million. $3.6 million before the Longwood money or after?
Well, $3.6 million is what we owe. We will have $2.6 after the Longwood money is in. So we're still a million short there. And if Crystal comes through with $600,000 or some number like that, that will reduce the amount we're short. So maybe we'll be short $750,000 or thereabouts, not counting the remaining payables. So my guess is we're still going to owe $1 million on that $3.6 million loan at the end of the year. The maturity of the loan is at the end of the year, but it's very easily extended for another year or so.
Okay, thanks.
That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Okay, committee reports. Those that submitted reports this month, they are in your packet. Thank you to those board members who did submit committee reports. Andrew, Jen and I discussed next to finance committee reports, because the minutes come out every month and say no report.